You referred to your gift earlier on, that you were loaned a gift.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world. Why me? I have no earthly reason why I was picked, but I was loaned a gift, just like people in my field. Spoiled rotten with this gift. Why I was picked, why I have had this great life. How lucky can you be? When you see all the misery and the stuff going on, I think, how did he look down and go, you're going to do this? You know?
Yeah.
How about Sinatra? I remember he talking about that. He said, why was I blessed with this voice and this ability? And he was a hard working professional. What he did sounded casual. He worked that thing. I saw him do things and I thought, he is a pro. He took that gift and used it. I took mine and used it to the best of my ability, but I also knew that there were other things in this world besides my work. I couldn't be a Charlie Banks Wilson. I hate to say that.
Charles Banks Wilson. I interviewed him for this website. Let me just say that he did portraits in our Capitol of Robert Kerr.
Oh, yeah.
And then he did Jim Thorpe, and then he did the four murals of Oklahoma in our state capitol.
Right.
So you say you couldn't be like him. What does that mean?
Well, because everything that he did in his life was around him. His family, I won't go into his personal life, but it was a mess, okay? He was well-known. He was a great promoter. And again, observing all or nothing at all in their life, in their work. I was never that addictive, I'll put it that way, to the extent that I would sacrifice my wife, my children, my life, everything for my career, you know, that baloney. My career. I saw what Sinatra went through with wives and children. He loved his children, but...
So it wasn't always about your gift. You lived a more balanced life.
Balance, yeah.
And
normal.
I was normal life. The whole family wasn't all about our father, who's an artist all the time.
No.
For some, it's always, oh, we've got to cater to him because he has his gift and he's popular and all that.
Right.
And you didn't live that way.
No. Well, I wasn't raised that way. I mean, I had great parents, great philosophy of life and family. I was too damn normal, I guess you would say. You know, I never put on an act. I never tried to be arty. And when I traveled, a lot of times you get into a group of different people, they were, now, what do you do? I'm an engineer. What do you do? Oh, well, I'm this. And they say, now, what do you do, Jay? And I say, well, I'm in the oil business. And they'd say, really? You know, from Oklahoma. That's not too interesting to them. But I could say that because I paint in oil.
Right.
But I would leave it at that. Because if I told them what I did, I know what my brother had to go through as a doctor out in public life. When they found out he was a doctor, I've had this, you know, and all doctors, that's why they stick together so well, because they'd get out into a social environment and somebody find out that they're an MD or a DO or whatever, and they, oh, could you look at, you know, and they go through this routine. I'm a professional. I don't call myself an artist, number one. I'm really strong about that. Too many people use and abuse that term, I think. I am a professional painter, sculptor, and printmaker. This is what I do. 50 years after I'm gone, they'll go through that Rolodex file and they'll say, oh, Omelia, oh, nah, put him back. I could care less about that. So did all the great people that I know of in my field. Because in most of them, it was a love, this happy addiction. Mine's a little different. Mine is a means to an end. I love my family. They come number one. I loved a normal life. I didn't associate with many artists. I was more interested in my church, other people. I would have liked to have used a pseudonym, if you really want to know the truth. I'd like to have been Jorge Malio. How about that? Huh? Wouldn't that have been a kicker? You know, then I wouldn't have to put up with that, see?